Melinda Eugene, 4J superintendent, has told me the board has a, quote, positive perspective on his proposal to sell the Civic Stadium property to the city. Two board members supported it openly at the district's public session February 5th. Do you really think Fred Meyer is still in the running?
Well, at this point, we absolutely are still in the running. They'll decide on the 19th, and until then, we're going to work hard to help them have the information they need to know that this is a win-win for the community.
Willamette Street is set to undergo much-needed reconfiguration. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't the extra traffic of Fred Meyer's store would attract further complicate that corridor's commute?
You know, we can help with that stretch of Willamette along that site. But traffic is the number one thing that concerns communities wherever we site a store. We put extensive work and dollars into mitigation of traffic, and we know that if it's congested or unsafe, people aren't going to come there. We can't build a store that isn't safe for people to get to. We can't get a store that frustrates them every time they come there. So part of the development is making sure the traffic flows smoothly within it and around it. It will be much smaller than the Fred Meyer stores that the people of Eugene and Springfield are accustomed to. Those stores are about 180,000 square feet or 170,000 square feet. This will be about 100,000 square feet or maybe 120,000. A store that we work with the neighborhood to design in order for it to fit into that neighborhood and fit into the development that we envision. And we've done this a couple of times around the Northwest. We involve the community and the neighbors. All the departments that exist in those other stores will be a part of this store. It'll be a higher-end store. It'll be geared more toward the organic, the natural, the gourmet, the special sausages and meats.
There is no lack of grocery stores and supermarkets in South Eugene. Why is the Civic Stadium site attractive to Fred Meyer?
You know, I keep hearing that, and I'm not sure where people are getting their information. There are plenty of grocery dollars in the South Eugene area, plenty of dollars for us to come in and have a great store and serve that community and not put anyone out of business. Our model is one-stop shopping. So we will have grocery, and we will have the general merchandise that is not available anywhere that people are driving out of the neighborhood to acquire, and the businesses around us will continue to thrive.
You're encouraging public support in newspapers, on radio, on the internet. Is this standard operating procedure when seeking to establish a new store?
No, this is not standard operating procedure. We had a really great conversation with the board and the school board, and we know that there's just this public opinion climate that we need to make sure that we're a part of the conversation, and we need to make sure that we're telling the people of Eugene what we want to build and what we want to do there, and that the development will be pedestrian-friendly and bike-friendly and ADA-friendly, and it'll be a community gathering space, and it will have local businesses as tenants. You know, we won't fill it with big national businesses. And we've done this in other communities. We'll honor the spirit of the stadium as well as physically use pieces of the stadium in the construction of the store and the development.
So, bottom line, what would selling the stadium property to Fred Meyer give the Eugene community?
It would give the community stable financial income. Our offer is the highest of the offers on the table. It would give them a development in that community that enhances the community, keeps people there, keeps them shopping there, enhances the surrounding businesses. We understand that the financials are not the only part of the decision for the school board or for the community, but our proposal, if they choose a lease option, it's a guaranteed $18.4 million in the lease payments over 20 years and then in the purchase option at the end of the lease. That is more than any of the others have offered. So we hope that that does come into some consideration.